Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is Youth Storytellers Month. If you spend any time listening to Insight, you know we are big fans of storytellers. It's both a skill and a superpower because stories are capable of building empathy, sparking passion, and spotlighting voices that may go unseen. But how do you learn to tell a good story? For many children in the Sacramento region, 916 Inc. is a great place to start. The nonprofit is dedicated to empowering young people through creative writing. 916 Inc. has declared March as Youth Storytellers Month for the greater Sacramento region. It is the first in what they hope will be an annual celebration of literacy and youth voices. Angela DeClaro is the Find Your Voice Project Manager for 916 Inc., and she's here today with a youth storyteller, third grade student at Bridgeway Island Elementary School, Parker Rocha. Welcome to Insight, you two. What a treat.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Angela. So let's just start off with Youth Storytelling Month. This is like the first time that hopefully it becomes a tradition here in the Sacramento region. Why did you launch it?
Oh, well, we launched this because we realized what we really wanted to do is bring the whole community together and create this initiative. So we're actually working with several municipalities, including Elk Grove, the city of Sacramento, and Rancho Cordova, of just being able to share the opportunity to that young people have a lot of stories to tell, right? We hear stories from adults all the times, but everyone knows that young people have a very unique way of seeing the world. They have ideas that they want to share. And so why not? Why not amplify their voices together?
How does this tie into the mission of 916 Inc.?
Oh, this ties in. So one of the our mission is that we believe every single student should have access to be able to share their stories, to be able to empower themselves through their voice. And we really, again, want to amplify that. And so by partnering with other cities and other school districts and getting that message out, that really helps us, again, be able to bridge that gap of, being able to reach all those students.
Why does teaching children how to write creatively and storytell, how does that prepare them for the future?
I think more than ever, it's really going to prepare for the future, especially with the way that things are being driven by AI. There's going to be a need and a want for authenticity, right? Some of that human element. Also being able to creatively express yourself, that also provides the student the skill sets that's needed in life. So how do you articulate your thoughts? How do you put that into action? How do you empower yourself, your community, and others? And so those are just the building blocks and the skill sets to get them where they want to be.
Well, we can hear directly from the source. So speaking of youth writers, we have one with us today. Parker, welcome. How old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
8 years old. You are our youngest guest on Insight so far. So you should be very proud of that. When did you start writing?
I started writing, not long ago. I got inspired when I heard of an I-16 Inc. I tried out for it, and I thought I would just join it.
What kind of stories do you like to tell?
I like to tell poetic stories, fiction, and fantasy.
How does it feel to be part of 916 Inc.? You mentioned you tried out and so you knew that you wanted to be part of it, but now that you're actually part of this organization, how has it been? What do you think about it?
I think 916 Inc. really, really helps me express my feelings. I get to use my imagination a lot more, and it just feels good to be part of this.
Angela, what stands out to you about Parker and her creativity?
Oh, Parker is incredible. Just prior to this, we were talking about what she likes to write, and she says she likes to go and write about her feelings. And I asked, how do you tap into that? And she was explaining how her method is to tap into her memory bank. And so she goes, I go through my memory bank and I keep thinking about how I feel, what I like, what inspires me, and then I write it down. And she was just also telling me that her and her friend just created their own little tiny the tiniest book in the world, she said. And so they just continue writing stories together. And I think she's exactly like we were talking about, to be able to spark that creativity in students and being able to give them a safe space to be able to really, you know, dive into that and then give them that space of here, you can write whatever you want to write. Because, you know, in school, typically it's English and you have assignments. We say you can write whatever you want, however you want, in the language that you want. And so taking those barriers, you know, really sparks a lot more inspiration.
I want to learn more about this tiniest book in the world. Tell us about it, Parker.
Well, what happened is me and my friend, we were off on the playground, and we found a lot of sticky notes. We found a lot. We X'd out the ones that had writing on them, and we put all of them together, made a tiny booklet, and we just slapped on a name.
The tiniest book in the world. You know, you've written a lot. I mean, you have such an imagination. Do you have a favorite story that you've written so far?
My favorite story right now is Relaxation.
Oh, well, tell me about that. I need to learn about that.
Relaxation is how I feel when I relax. It usually brings me to the beach, but I'm not always there.
I love that. I actually think, you know, Angela, there's a great deal that we can learn from children like Parker as well.
Absolutely. Yes, it's wonderful. And, you know, as adults, we kind of forget because we get caught up in the rush of life. And it's always nice to take a step back, pause. And I think she even wanted to share, if that's possible.
Oh, I would love that. You brought something to share?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it.
Relaxation. The ocean, the waves. Whenever I'm at the beach, I feel them on my toes. It just brings me to peace, and I feel like I dissolve altogether. And the beams of the sun, it rests on my back. And then I block out all sounds, and I feel like I'm up in heaven.
I love that. Clapping, snapping, snapping, clapping.
Good job.
How long did it take you to put all of that together?
It actually took me like about 7 minutes. It wasn't long.
Oh, you have such talent. I mean, there's like a zen to her. I mean, I need to pull from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You should be really proud of your writing. Parker, have you thought about what you wanted to do when you grow up? Would you want to be a writer?
Maybe, but right now what I'm looking forward to right now is a vet.
A vet? Okay, that's great too. You know, and writing is just a great outlet, whatever you choose to do with your life. You know, Angela, when it comes to what you want to be when you grew up to be the Find Your Voice project manager. What does that mean? How did you get there?
Yeah, it's actually a full circle moment. I actually started off as a journalist, and then I moved into the business world. And from there, I was in tech for the past, you know, decade or more. And then this opportunity came up where I was able to marry my love of journalism and publishing with my business skills. And then I love working with the youth. So to be able to put all that together and create these programs where our youth and our children are able to really express themselves and then see, I know I'm sure you felt this too, the first time ever seeing your work in publication, right? So when we publish their work in a book, the way that these children light up and they realize I do matter, I can take space, and the things that I do, we can celebrate because we ended up hosting a book release party with the red carpet. We roll out the red carpet. We have the red velvet ropes to keep the paparazzi away. The students sign all the posters and they share their stories. So it's just a fun celebration. And so doing that, this is like some of the most fulfilling work I've ever done.
I love it. It reduces the pressure a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because Parker, when I was a kid, you know, I thought writing and sharing it was kind of scary, you know? I was scared to do it. So what advice do you have for other children your age? What would you tell them if they're a little afraid to get started, you know, with their imagination and with their creativity, and even if they're afraid to share what they've written to others?
Well, if you feel scared, try and take deep breaths, focus on your work, and act like no one's there. Act like the people you love are there and nothing will matter except sharing it.
Yeah, because it feels really good when you do, right?
Yep.
Angela, what about you? I mean, you mentor a lot of young children and teenagers. What advice do you have for young writers, maybe some who haven't gotten started yet but want to?
Yeah, absolutely. Something that we always say at 916 Inc. that I will live and die by is a writer is someone who writes. So that could be anything. You write your name, you are a writer. You write your thoughts and feelings, you are a writer. And to your point, you take that pressure off. And I think that's the magic sauce that we have at 916 Inc., which is you can write exactly how you feel. You don't have to worry about grammar. You don't have to worry about technicalities. It's just your thoughts. That's raw. And to be able to express that is so important, because especially now, people really want to know what you think. There's a need and a want for authenticity. So to be able to articulate that, I would encourage anybody who's listening, and if they're wondering, should I start? Absolutely, because everything that you consume is typically written by a writer.
Well, I can see after listening to Parker, a lot of people are going to want to get involved with you, Storytellers Month. So, Angela, how can they get involved?
Absolutely. So we are doing a lot of different events around the community this month, including partnerships with several bookstores and small businesses and coffee shops. We have a lot of that information on our website at 916inc.org. But we would love for people to get more involved. We're always looking for volunteers and a lot of other activities that we have.
What does it mean to you that, you know, this is the first year of starting this initiative? And as you mentioned, you had many municipal proclamations from several cities recognizing this, buying into this in the last, you know, 30 seconds or so that we have. What does it mean to 916 Inc.?
Oh, this is incredible, this opportunity. It's really meaningful because it sends a strong message to the community that values, that, you know, that we value storytelling, that the community values literacy, and making sure, again, that young people feel heard and respected. And again, just the fact that, again, in a very busy adult world, that we still take a time and a pause to be able to celebrate the voices of our young people.
Well, Parker, before we let you go, we got a few seconds left. Are you working on your next creative piece of work? Are you writing something right now?
No, I'm not really right now. I was thinking of writing something called Waiting, because we were waiting.
Yeah, you were waiting, and thank you for waiting. I appreciate the patience. That's also a virtue I need to work on. Angela DeClaro is the Find Your Voice Program Manager for 916 Inc., which is celebrating Youth Storytellers Month throughout March. And third grader Parker Rocha is one of the youth storytellers. She shared some of her work with us just now. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. You can also email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Get creative. Use your imagination. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.